Hey, welcome to The Deadline. I'm Laura, your host and founder of the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. Of course, I'm here with Brian Sant, the NJGHS tick guru and producer of The Deadline.
Still here.
How are you?
Still kicking.
How was Easter?
Family thing.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No great shakes?
No.
Yeah. Hey, I didn't ask you that last week. That's a shame.
No, it's because you always forget.
I know.
If you don't write it, you forget.
Exactly. Or if it's not in the computer, don't ask me. Oh, gosh. You know what? The book I'm working on is Ghost Hunting New York City. And it's going to be part of the America's Haunted Road Trip series. It's going to come out in October of 2010, but I've got a significant time crunch of two-thirds of the book being written by this October 1st. Yeah! So, I'm asking for any places in the city, that being New York City, that you listeners may know of as being haunted, or better yet, if you've had an experience at, and are willing to be interviewed for the book about it. The place must be open to the public, like a historical site, restaurant, bar, coffee house, etc. You know, so as long as it's something that's still actively in business, open to the public, and you were there and you had an experience at it, and you want to be interviewed and it's a place I can go check out, then that would be great. If it's something else for the... I have about 18 target places.
Right.
But I do want to come up... I have to do between 30 and 34 for the whole book. And granted, there are still a slew of other places that are in so many other ghost hunting New York City type books, you know, or ghost tours of New York and blah, 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 that I could fall back on.
Right.
But
right.
I'm looking to the listeners to find something new and different, something that, you know, because like when I wrote Ghost Hunting New Jersey, a lot of places in there I knew of because, well, I grew up here or I live there.
Right, right.
So it was like you had the inside track, you know, of places that I knew of from being in that area. But I'm not from New York City, so I'm operating at a little disadvantage here. So for those of you who are either from New York City or, you know, work there or have lived there the past couple of years and or go in there for entertainment quite frequently and you've said, wow, I had this happen in the restroom or this happened at the bar and da-da-da, you know.
She means paranormal stories, not other stories.
Yeah, not your greatest pickup line ever, you know, just, but your paranormal stuff.
We don't want to know some things that happen in the bathroom.
Yeah. But so email laurah@njghs.net, or you can give me, you know, or leave me a voicemail on 908-325-0140, which is the NJGHS e-voice number, and just leave me a number where I can reach back to you, because I think I would really like to do some different places. I bought about 6 or 7 books that are centered on ghosts and hauntings of New York City.
Right, right.
To do my research at the get-go, and a lot of them just repeat each other. And I thought, I don't want Ghost Hunting New York City by Laura Laddick and America's Haunted Road Trip to be another repeat, you know? I want it. Plus, I mean, it'll have first-hand account from me because I have to physically go to each one of these places, take the pictures, do some interviews. But, you know, I would still like other people and other places that are like, hey, you know, if you send me, believe me, I've seen so much of the same old, that if you shot me an email and you said, what about A, B, and C place? I would know right off the top of my head if that was in one of the books or not.
Right.
You know, because like one of the girls at school suggested one if by land, 2 if by sea. And I said, ooh, that sounds familiar. Sure enough, it was in 3 of the books that I already had, you know. I still will probably put that in my book because it's got a significant history to
right,
it.
Right, right.
But, you know, and I was talking to Jeff Belanger about it, and he said, yeah, you can't do all new stuff. He said there's just some places that are so tried and true that people will pick up the book and they're looking to see those places. So he said you got to hit some of the highlights. He said, but it's good if you can work in new stuff too. So hopefully I've bent your ear long enough to beg for help. Well, we know how forthcoming they are with Parashare. So
and we know it won't be the last time.
Yeah. Well, you know, seriously. I mean, if we can't squeak a Parashare out of an NJGHS member, I am like really just farting in a wetsuit.
And I'm sure we have all these New York listeners.
I know, right? Hey, you know. Anyway, that said, send me an email if you get the chance. We're going to move on to meeting announcements since they're so critical. Central Jersey Division, you're coming up here May 6th in the Hazlitt Library, 7 to 8:30 p.m., located at 251 Middle Road in Hazlitt. Team leader Brian McCauley will be officially presented. I will be there to do this and make this transition. Woo! Meeting runs from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Don't miss it. North Jersey people, your meeting is on May 19th. And that's from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in the Blue Room of the Community Center, located at 293 Main Street in Hackettstown. This month's meeting topic, angels and religious mysteries. That's going to be led by our team leader for the North Jersey Division, Dina Tirico. Now, if you've been watching the series Supernatural, they've digressed a little bit, but for the most part, they're working in this major thing with the apocalypse, and a lot of angelology is factoring in now. Granted, they're using some creative license on the angels' names, but we have the Rosemary Riley Encyclopedia of Angels book, so that, you know, as soon as we finish watching a show, the kids and I start looking up the different names and reading about stuff, and the kids have gotten into it. They've been asking me some really cool questions, and in fact, it paid off. The other night, I was watching Jeopardy, and it was a category on the devil, right? So it was all like the devil of things and stuff, and it came up, you know, like in the Hebrew name for the devil, and blah, blah, blah. It gave this whole big clue, and I'm like, what is Satan? And it's like, boom, got it right. And I only knew that because I had just literally read about that part. I was explaining to my kids how originally Satan, Lucifer, was right. Light bringer, or he who brings yes. light, you know? Yeah. And he was like God's really like brightest, bestest angel ever, blah, 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 blah. But so I was reading all that, and that's how I came across that Hebrew term of Satan. That's where it came from. So pretty cool. Anyway, so Dina's going to get into the whole angels and religious mystery stuff. Now, I don't know if she's going to go as far as covering, you know, the Virgin Mary and a piece of toast showing up, but we'll see. Anyway, all our meetings are free and open to the public to attend. You do not have to be a member to go to an NJGHS meeting. There's always two every month. Every meeting has a share and scare, so you can bring your evidence or your suspicious photos and have them reviewed for authenticity. That's pretty cool. If you want to get some of the t-shirts, sign up for membership,
cash only. Books.
Yeah, cash only, because I can't put the burden on my team leaders to be taking checks. And we gave up all the credit card and check stuff. We've just gotten burned too many times. But yeah, cash only is good. But I should be getting more of my Ghost Hunting New Jersey books in, because I understand Dina said she needs more copies to sell at the North Jersey meeting. So anyway, it's a good thing to go to and check out. And if you're interested in the paranormal and you're not sure if you want to join and start doing cemetery hunts and get training, then it's good just to go to a meeting and meet the people and see if it's really for you, right?
Exactly.
All right.
Not that I go.
I know. It's a shame you're all the way out here. I mean, but half the time I don't make it because I got so much homework to do, and it's like literally. Well, the one night I went to go to the meeting, there was no place to park. Couldn't get to my own flipping meeting. No place to park. The whole parking lot in back of the community center, which they're not allowed to park in, was slammed because all these friggin' Girl Scouts. And then all up and down Main Street. So I was like, oh, well. I had the car all loaded up with brand new copies of Ghost Hunting New Jersey came in. I had more bumper stickers, all this stuff to bring in. No place to park, and that was that. So, you know, that's the other advice. If you're going to go to the North Jersey meeting, make sure you go ahead of 6:30 so you get a place to park. And you're only supposed to park on Main Street. Technically, I let the team leader or myself park in back. And even that's pushing our luck because you're not supposed to park back there. They want that lot kept open for the senior center. That's all the way in the back of the community center. So, you know, if you've got your AARP card, feel free to park back there. And we'll be back after this.
I say, Sean B., I've been thinking about all the things necessary to produce a proper paranormal broadcast.
Do tell, Nathan S., what are these vital qualities?
Empathy, commitment, quiet dignity, and self-respect.
Indeed! What a shame we don't have any of those traits!
Oh yeah, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is rocking its way on the supernatural scene.
It's drive time paranormal broadcasting without the driving or the timing. Just go to www.ghostandhuman.com.
Think you know what goes bump in the night? You ain't heard nothing yet.
Each week we'll be bringing you the best and the worst kept secrets in the paranormal community.
Yeah, us, the Ghost Planet Demon Hunter, Sunday from 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
www.ghostandhuman.com. The Ghost Planet Demon Hunter show is beyond the normal broadcast.
before the end of our lives.
We're trying to figure out what is causing this massive die-off of bats that's occurring here in the Northeast and spreading.
We could see the end of an entire species of bats.
And this is, in terms of bats, this is turning out to be, appears at this point, to be about as bad as one's imagination could have it.
I think you need to pass along this love of the earth down, because it's, if you lose it, then we lose the earth in many ways.
Be a part of history for the filming of a new documentary and music journey at the Benefit for Caves concert, a music festival benefiting cave and bat preservation, 7 p.m. Saturday, August 8th, 2009, at the Widow Jane Mine, Rosendale, New York.
We can help in some small way. We'd like to be able to do that. And only through generous contributions and sponsorship, we may be able to fit a few hundred people into the entrance of this mine, the Widow Jane Mine. Hopefully we can do it.
The Benefit for Caves, August 8th, 2009 at 7 p.m. Tickets on sale soon through the Tri-State Speleologic Society. For more information, visit benefitforthecaves.com, a production of the Tri-State Speleological Society, Incorporated, and Galileo Productions, LLC.
Hi, I'm Patrick Burns of True TV's Haunting Evidence and Paranormal Researcher, and you're listening to The Deadline, podcast of the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society.
Okay, it's time for Parashare. Do you have a paranormal experience or ghost encounter to tell? Then send it in an email to thedeadline@njghs.net. For each Parashare you submit and we read on the show, you'll receive one credit. You may use your credits to receive membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society, only one credit necessary. Or you may cash in 10 credits for a natal chart, which is a $75 value. We'll keep track of the Parashares and let you know when you hit 10, and then you can send me your birth date, time, and place, and I will send you a full-color natal chart with printout and my handwritten notes, too. You ready?
I'm ready.
Don't faint, but dude, we have a Parashare.
Oh, boy.
I'm telling you.
Woo. Jeez, who'd got the blood to get this?
Excuse you? Oh, my word.
Well, that's about what we got to do nowadays to get one.
Hey, you know. Not going there. I'm keeping it PG-13. Okay. It was a beautiful evening in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. We were drifting with engines running. I should point out this is a member of the U.S. Coast Guard. That's why you'll hear a lot of water engines, boat type lingo, okay? Anyway, so we were drifting with engines running. Full moon and the water was like glass. The time of night was around 2 a.m. I was in the engine room with four of my buddies. We were telling stories about our families, girlfriends, or wives. We were on a 45-day patrol on Ocean Station Echo. While we were talking and drinking coffee, we were also heating some soup on the manifold of the engines. They were running idle, so the manifolds were very hot. While we were talking, we heard a noise and searched all over to try and figure out where the noise came from. One of the guys found a hammer on the deck and figured that it had fallen off the workbench. Sorry. The workbench has a 1.5-inch metal lip, so nothing could fall off and land on the deck or in the bilges. He placed the hammer on the bench and we continued to talk. It was about 20 feet away from us. After a while, we heard the noise again. We looked around again and found the hammer on the deck. Again! Nobody was there except us. We were standing by one of two ladders to get in or out of the engine room. Being confused as to how this happened, he put the hammer on the hook where the hammer belonged. Anything that was put on the hook could not move in the heaviest of seas. This time we watched the hammer while we were talking. It started to move and it picked itself off the hooks and slammed on the workbench and slid across the bench about 2 feet and rolled over the lip on the bench and slammed on the deck. At this point, we shot up the ladder and left our soup on the engines to burn. We didn't go back down until somebody else would go down with us. This comes from John Mangler of the U.S. Coast Guard, and he lives in Hillsdale, New York. So thank you, John. Very cool parachute. We're going to take a quick break.
If you're ready to take your ghost hunting to the next level, you're ready to be a certified paranormal investigator by the New Jersey Ghost Hunters Society. The certification includes 4 hours of hands-on, concentrated training by the NJGHS leaders at the most haunted prison in the United States, Eastern State Penitentiary, located in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. To participate, you must have all of your own equipment. Register online at the NJGHS.net website certification page. Costs are $125 for current members and $145 for non-members of the NJGHS who will receive their membership going forward. PayPal, MasterCard, and Visa are accepted. Upon completion of the course, submission of your report of findings, and achieving a total point score of 80 or better, you will receive your certificate and new certified paranormal investigator card from the NJGHS. All the details are on the certification page of the NJGHS.net website. So what are you waiting for? Take your hobby seriously. Become a certified paranormal investigator. Do you have what it takes to be a ghost hunter? Are you fascinated with the paranormal? Then why not take your interest to the next level and join the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society? For a $20 lifetime membership fee, you'll receive training on our cemetery hunts, get to participate on investigative teams for private investigations, and receive discounts on books we sell. Members also get the reduced rate on special events we offer throughout the year. You can PayPal right from the homepage of www.njghs.net or send your check or money order payable to Ghost Hunters to P.O. Box 8018, Parsippany, New Jersey 07054. Happy haunting.
Welcome to the Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience. Take an 80-minute audio tour inside one of the most haunted locations in the United States. Available on iTunes and CDBaby.com. 100% of the proceeds go to StompOutCancer.com, a nonprofit charity that is working hard to help kids and young adults fight cancer. The Waverly Hills Sanatorium Audio Experience, a haunting way to help bring hope to those who need it most.
It's time for Paranormal Pictionary. Each week, a picture of paranormal relevance will appear on the deadline page of the NJGHS.net website. Actually, a portion of the picture will appear beginning the day the show uploads, usually Friday. Each day following the initial upload of the show, another portion of the picture will appear. By Tuesday, if no one has identified the picture, the entire picture will be posted. Obviously, if someone figures it out before the entire picture is revealed, the announcement will be made on the deadline page and the entire picture will appear. Now, if you're the first person to email the deadline at njghs.net with the correct ID of the picture, you'll win an NJGHS t-shirt and membership in the New Jersey Ghost Hunter Society. If you're already a member, you can pass along your winning membership to a family member or friend, and you can keep the t-shirt for yourself. As always, NJGHS team leaders are not allowed to participate in this contest. Also, winners must not have won in the past 30 days via the NJGHS site or the deadline. Now, last week's picture was Lepp Castle, okay, in Ireland. Check out njghs.net/thedeadline.html to see this week's Paranormal Pictionary. Good luck. Okay, now here's Chris Balzano of GhostVillage.com with paranormal news updates.
The vault is open. You're listening to The Haunted Headlines, your source for the stories making waves in the paranormal news. Sponsored by GhostVillage.com at www.ghostvillage.com/news.
Good evening, I'm Chris Balzano, and you're listening to The Haunted Headlines. Ghost Village's weekly journey around the paranormal newswire to bring you the biggest stories affecting the ghost community. For the third consecutive Haunted Headlines, Florida makes an appearance, again stepping on the wrong side of the law. According to Hernando Today, Justin Wright was seen with four others exploring Spring Hill Cemetery in Brooksville, Florida, late last Saturday by police. The men claimed to be investigating the paranormal in one of the most famously haunted sites in their town, and they might have been let off with just a warning. The trouble was, when the deputy on the scene ran their names for warrants, it was discovered Wright was a newly released and registered sex offender with a 10 p.m. curfew. Wright had been arrested and is charged now with violation of probation, a felony. Staying with the legal side of things, what began as a trip to a paranormal hotspot ended in the cracking of a case of a gang who had been robbing and terrorizing paranormal investigators for nearly 2 months. The Providence Journal reported this week a break-in at a haunted location, but there's a twist. Police arrested five men with weapons ranging from an axe to a BB gun in the famous Ladd School, long considered one of the most active abandoned schools in Rhode Island, if not all of New England. The men were there not to investigate, but to rob ghost hunters and others who choose the school as a hangout. The group was caught in the act, although they've been doing it several times since late February. Four of the suspects were arranged on three counts of first-degree robbery and three counts of conspiracy, while another was arraigned on two counts of first-degree robbery and two counts of conspiracy. All were just recently expelled from the local chapter of the job training program, Job Corps, and had heard people like to go to the old school for the developmentally challenged because it was popular on ghost sites. And ending on an optimistic note tonight, we have the other side of the coin. Inside information from Ghost Village News has a story of another investigation done the right way. A few months ago, we reported on a group from Ohio who had petitioned and won the right to investigate Wood County Historical Center, a building which may soon be set to be demolished. The group was allowed in under the cover of secrecy to protect the integrity of the investigation and the location, but was recently written about in the Toledo Blade. According to Gene Lafferty, founder of Buckeye State Paranormal and Haunting Investigators, the group leading the fight to get in and leading the investigation, there have been rumors and stories coming out of the building, but no definitive exploration of what might actually be there. The results of the investigation have just been made public, and those interested in finding out what the group found out and in tracking their detailed records of the history of the building and the history of the haunting can visit their website at www.bsphi.com. That's all we have for this week. You can check out these stories and more at Ghost Village's news site at www.ghostvillage.com/news. I'm Chris Balzano, and that's what's haunting me.
Hey, welcome back. Hi, Brian.
Hello.
How are you?
All right.
Doing okay?
So far.
All righty. Did you know on June 13th, the Night Watchers Tours will be heading up to the Shanley Hotel in New York?
No, I wasn't aware of that.
Okay. Well, renowned spiritual medium Robin Marie, along with Todd Sheets and many more paranormal celebs, will be at the Shanley Hotel in New York on June 13th. Sounds pretty cool.
Wow.
And you can get tickets if you go to www.nightwatchers.info. Now, they are also planning their first New England Paracon, and it's underway, and it's going to hopefully be produced by spiritual medium Robin Marie and Cece Carroll, the Huntress. And it's going to be the New England Paracon will be targeted for September 2009 and held in the greater Boston area, where it will feature an honorary award for outstanding achievement in the paranormal research. And this year, the award will go to Jason Hawes and Grant Wilson of TAPS of Sci-Fi's Ghost Hunter Show. Brian?
Yes?
Be nice. None of that Galileo relic stuff. Watch for more details in the upcoming month. I don't know where you're going to watch for those. I guess you'll go to the Night Watchers info site and watch for that. Now, you can go to our site, which is njghs.net, And sign up for the Yahoo group, which is free. There's a link on the homepage, and that way you get the latest, greatest info and cemetery hunts and blah, 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 blasted into your email inbox. And don't forget to be a friend on America's Haunted Road Trip, the MySpace of the paranormal. Go to www.americashauntedroadtrip.com and register today. It's another freebie. And that way you'll get to network with paranormal authors from the series of books, the America's Haunted Road Trip series, as well as other investigators and paranormal fans. It's very cool. It's very hip. It's where it's at. So get there. Okay? Need I say more?
I'm sure you will.
I'm speechless. Like, oh my God. No, I think we can call it a day, right?
I think so.
All right. Thank you so much, Brian Sant, for being the NJGHS technician producer of the deadline.
Hail to the king, baby.
Of course, our team leaders, Brian McCauley and Dina Tirico. And of course, thanks to you for listening. Keep downloading the shows weekly, because at some point in life, you have to meet the deadline.